head over to the livestock side and the way these cattle are trading. Cash, we're just kind of waiting. Is it because of the cattle on feed report this afternoon?
I think it is, and we saw this last week, too, where cash was extremely late on a Friday. And, you know, for the most part, people are expecting steady to a little bit better, some numbers coming out there. But I think that's a big part of it. And people, obviously, packers and whatnot, watching their margin and whatnot. We have, if you look at from the beginning of the month till now, I mean, the cutouts have gone from 177, roughly, to 190, almost 192. So you've had a pretty good run on the cutouts from that standpoint. The export sales this week actually were pretty good as well. The cattle in general, the October cattle, went up to a resistance of 127. Now it's kind of backed off a little bit, and that's pretty typical going into a USDA cattle on feed report.
What about for the hogs? I mean, they've been kind of seeing some moderate support redevelop maybe in the trade?
Yeah, you're starting to see some support come back into the front month. The back months are hanging out near contract highs, and in all honesty, those prices have to be that high because of the obviously what the feed costs are. But looking at, say, the Octobers and Decembers, they're up today. Decembers yesterday actually made a new contract low, so you can see the how the trade has been treating this. You obviously have a lot more animals on the nearby, and what you really need in that market more than anything is the simple fact that you need some more demand, especially domestic demand, to come in. Pork really is cheap relative to poultry and beef, and if you're just looking at the spreads from that standpoint, you would think that hogs would start to rally relative to the beef market here.